104.8, and I'm very pleased to welcome into the Biggles FM studio live, and live from Earlsey, in fact, Jenna. Morning, Jenna.
Hi.
Marcus.
Morning, Ellen.
Morning to you both. And from Biggleswade, Andrew. And morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, Andrew, you're the Biggleswade Twinning Association coordinator. And Jenna and Marcus, of course, are here from Earlsey with their annual visit, I presume. Is that correct?
Yes. It's quite an unusual scheme, I think, for us British people. We have every year a group of work experience students come over, aged 14 and 15. They spend 2 weeks in Biggleswade, staying at host families and working in the town. And we're lucky enough to have a group of organisations and businesses who are kind enough to let these students come and work for them for 2 weeks. And it's fantastic because the students themselves come, they develop their language, their social skills, and it's a great experience for them. It's also a good experience for us too, because we all learn about each other, and it's very much the spirit of twinning, to be partners with each other and to get to know about each other's lives.
Yeah, good stuff. Jenna, how long have you been coming over to Biggleswade then?
It's the third time I'm coming here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're the teacher, aren't you?
I'm the teacher.
Controls them, keeps them under control.
Yes, I pick them. We do have a casting, so to say.
Yes.
And only the best ones are brought to Biggleswade, because they do not only represent our school, which is the Georg Büchner School in Germany, but they represent Germany. And so we are not too much looking on the language abilities, but we want their behavior is very important for us, because we want to come back each year, and we're now doing it for 12 years. So we need a good reputation.
Yes,
good stuff.
It. Okay, and Marcus, you're at the same school, aren't you? Is that correct?
Yes, right.
And what's your role in?
Well, I'm helping the boys and girls through the first days, coming over the airport into the subway and the train, which is, well, you can imagine 10 students who never did such things, and yeah. None of them knows London, and it's very crowded. And so the very first day, we are very glad to be two people there.
Yeah.
Afterwards, in Biggleswade, I'll put on a nice shirt and shake hands everywhere and yeah. Say thank you to everybody. Well, just to emphasize the importance for us.
And how different is Biggleswade from Earlsey? Is it? I've had a quick look on the internet this morning, and Earlsey, it looks a very nice, a smart place to live. Do you find Biggleswade pretty much on a par with Earlsey?
It's very British.
Yes, yeah.
And everything is pretty close together. They have a nice centre, which is a surfing cafe, where we meet every day.
That's your HQ, is it, at the moment?
Yes, it's our HQ. We meet there in the morning, lunchtime, and after, then the kids come and tell, oh, did you know I did this and that? And
yeah.
So, and they don't mind if you sit there and gather there all for 14 days. Actually, they have a work experience student as well.
Do they?
Yes, yeah. They and even the launch, they are going together, surfing cafe and launch.
Yeah.
They both take a student.
Right.
And the girls fight for this placement. Yeah. Everybody wants to be in the cafe. So yeah, that's what it is.
Well, compared to this Earlsey, it's not so easy to find downtown Earlsey. It's more spread out.
Yes.
And you have to know it to know where to go. And it's easier, I think, for foreigners at Biggleswade to find orientation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And what about language then? Do all the students, do they speak fairly good English then?
They speak fairly good English, and we start about 6 months before we come to Biggleswade. We
yeah.
do, we have lessons. We are doing actually our own Biggleswade dictionary, so
oh,
everybody
right, yes.
knows where he's going to work. If you're working with Motley and Hope, you of course do all the lawyer stuff. If you're going to the flower, you do the flower stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, we did bring you one dictionary of ours, so you can if
oh,
you
right,
need
yeah.
to know something in German, just take it and you'll be fine. So we're doing a lot of orientation and speaking and all these friendly phrases like "How are you? I'm fine. My pleasure. I appreciate your hospitality." And these are the words you don't use every day. But no. That's what we do.
All the nice things. The things that we don't bother saying.
Yeah.
Is that right, Andrew?
It's absolutely right. Yeah, that's right. It is two nice weeks.
Yeah.
You know, all the troubles that can be going on around you and that. I mean, I've encountered nothing but pleasure in this. And we talk about the language, but what I've noticed as a host, and I've been a host three times now with my wife Celine, and is that they come at the beginning and of course they're very nervous. I mean, I can't imagine myself as a 14-year-old going back many years, walking into Germany and suddenly being expected to speak German and live with a family and speak the language. And what I notice with the students, of course they're nervous, they're hesitant, they have the language, they can't just quite come out with the words. A week and a half later, they are fluent, and it's so good. It's you know, and we're holding, you know, quite deep conversations about items of the day. And it's really good.
Okay, well, we'll be back with our guests in a couple of minutes' time. Now, I had a Facebook message from Brian Maisie. Does anyone know Brian?
Brian.
Yes, of course.
Hello, Brian, how are you? We're thinking of you.
And he's asked me to play, probably for you, Jenna, "Teacher, I Need You."
Oh, thank you.
Elton John.
He's great.
Elton John from his album Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player and Teacher I Need You. Let's have a quick look at the weather outlook now. Some sunny spells this morning, clouding over by this afternoon with a top temperature of 18 Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. A gentle northeasterly breeze of 5 miles per hour, a cloudy evening with temperatures falling to 13 degrees Celsius, that's 55 Fahrenheit. And the outlook for tomorrow, Thursday, a cloudy day with some heavy rain late afternoon and into the evening, and a top temperature of just 16 degrees Celsius, that's 61 Fahrenheit tomorrow. Right, I'm going to welcome back Jenna and Marcus from Earlandsea, our guests this morning, and Andrew from the Biggleswade Twinning Association. And Jenna, did you like that song? That was Brian's choice for you. Teacher, I need
Brian,
you.
I'll be back and I'm going to play a song for you then, okay?
Good stuff. We've also got a message from David on Facebook, and he says, hello, Biggles FM from sunny Uttoxeter. So we've got listeners all over the place this morning, it seems. Now, Andrew, how did you get involved with the Biggleswade Twinning Association, and are you a teacher?
I'll answer the second question first. No, I'm not a teacher. I work on the railways. I work at St Pancras for Eurostar. I joined the Twinning Association 5 years ago when I moved to Biggleswade. When I moved to the town, it's actually partly connected with my work. We moved to St Pancras and I moved to Biggleswade to have more a better access to my work. And when I got here, I didn't really know too many people, so I had a look around, I saw an advert for the Twinning Association, and I thought that might be interesting, and I contacted the then chairman, David Eastwood, and he said, "Yeah, come along to a meeting." And that's what I did, and I had an interest in meeting people, but within Biggleswade, and that's one of the nice things about the Twinning Association is getting to know people in the town. But I mean, its primary function, I guess, is the partnership that we have with Earlandsea and meeting people from Earlandsea. So, and that's happened too, and we've had visits from not just the work experience, but from adult groups, and some of our people have gone to Earlandsea. 9 people went last month. And it's a very fruitful relationship. Many lasting friendships have come of it, and the people within the association come from all sorts of different backgrounds. So no, we're not all teachers. In fact, I'm not sure if we've got any. So I don't think we have. But so it's just people getting on with each other, and it's a social arrangement both internally within the UK and of course internationally with our German friends. Yes. And it's a very nice relationship that we have.
Good stuff. So it's a good bit of community spirit there too, then.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, yeah. It's a community.
Right. Jenna, now how are the visits financed from your end?
The parents have to pay for it, and we have a booster club of our school who they support us. Our town council supports us every year, and we do have, actually since 1 year we have a scholarship for students, although they don't know when they apply that there will be a scholarship. We find out later and then we decide who the donation goes to. Mm. And then I guess the German Twinning Association, of course, yeah, always gives us a nice amount. So
okay,
that's how it works.
Marcus, you were going to say something there, I think, were you?
Well, I want to emphasize not to forget the Twinning Association, who's supporting us every year. Well, for most families it's really a big thing, because most people at Earlandsea don't have very much money, and so I can imagine that they cut short a little bit their holidays to make this possible for their children.
Yeah, and I guess you're always looking for people to take part in this. Is that right, Andrew? Do you have plenty of people lined up?
We're always looking for people. We tend, for the work experience, we tend to have around 10 students each year. And what we need is, first of all, businesses to provide the work experience. That's part of my role is to help Jenna to make those contacts. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful to people like Rex Skinner, George Thank Wilson you, and others who facilitate that. But what we do very much need is hosts. We have 5 hosts this year for 10 students, and that's fine. But not everybody is going to be available every year, and we would like to extend our network of hosts. And it is a great opportunity to meet somebody from another country and to see how they develop over 2 weeks, and it is a really fantastic experience.
Yeah, as a host, there's a lot to be learned then, really, by having a student stay with you. And presumably, you're looking for hosts with children of a similar age to join you.
That's what we think would be most suitable. I mean, there's no absolute rule about this, and obviously, if anybody was interested in being a host. We would like to hear from, but most importantly, I mean, we need to speak to you and go through what's required. I mean, there are potential problems with it, because you could get a student who's homesick or something like that, or illness. So, you know, we have to go through those things. So you know, we're very serious about the process of it. But the idea of having a student for 2 weeks, it is something that we're looking for. And yes, it probably would be most suitable somebody who has a child of a similar age, but apart from anything else, I mean, it'll help people to develop their German.
And
obviously it's comfortable for all parties if you have students of a similar age, you know, that can share tastes in music or whatever activities that they like to take part in.
Yeah. Jenna.
Yes, I would like to add that I'm here for 14 days, or it's 12 days actually. It's 1 week. We are covering 1 week and not 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for all the time. I see them in the morning, at lunchtime, at dinner time. So if something's wrong or somebody is getting sick, I'm there. I'm there to help and to look after them. And in worst case, Marcus could take somebody home. So it's not that the whole.
That never happened so far.
No, they are all so happy here, and they actually three students from last year came back this summer
on their own.
Really? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They went to see G and Bob because they fell in love with this family. And actually, Andrew, your host Anna will be here in November.
I had a very nice letter from her yesterday, and we're friends on Facebook, and I've kept touch with the students that we had, it's not just one visit, it's a continuing arrangement.
For the students, it's the experience of their life. You should hear them talk 1 year later or 2 years later. It's something which develops them much more than every holiday with the family or every other single event.
Yes, and they say, you behave when you see my host, and if I hear something that doesn't work, I'll be there. It's really a wonderful thing.
It's quite strict,
yes.
Okay, we'll be back with Jenna, Marcus and Andrew in a couple of seconds' time.
We have a website, it's www.biggleswaytwinning.org.uk. There's a contact section on.
Please come and meet me. Have a drink. Have a wonderful hot chocolate with me.
Oh, that's fantastic. I might do that myself, actually. So you're at the surfing cafe three times then in a day.
As we mentioned, the kids are 14 or 15 years old, and it's the first time, and they don't need to come, but sometimes they just say, hi, I'm having a break, and then off they go, and that's fine for me. I just want them to know I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not easy you can't overlook them. It's the only group with an adult and 10 students around talking in German.
That's us. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Easy to spot there. Okay. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in this morning, and good luck with all the future. What any great plans for the future that you have? Are you thinking of next year already?
Well, the next great step is our 40th anniversary of our school, which was due in 3 weeks. But, well, the aim is to come back every year and to keep this thing going, which is a big thing. I mean, we are doing this since 12 years, which is quite something. And if you don't mind, I would like to say hello to Norma and David Eastwood and thanking them very, very much for all the help they are giving us. They are so great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks ever so much for coming in. That's Jenna and Marcus from LNC and Andrew, our coordinator from the Biggleswade Twinning Association.
Thank you, Anne.